Dynamic Database, CO2 Emission, Scopes Compliant Companies, Podcast Episode Number 6. Recap from White Paper, on Accounting for Climate Change, Podcast Episode Number 5.
A strategy paper for a dynamic database. CO2 Emission, Scopes Compliant Entities. Podcast Episode Number 6. My podcast episode number 5, White Paper on Accounting for Climate Change. I brought forth the following critical areas of CO2 emission, offering the way forward. Number 1, consequent to Klaus-Schwab Declaration on IE 4.0, the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Reality check and analyze focus on bringing the second factor, the societal changes up front, and work toward societal partnership for the industry to escape from Plato's cave. The statistical analysis of CO2 emission derives a ranking by per square kilometer that takes a different view where South Korea, Japan, Germany would find claustrophobic for industrial growth vis-a-vis a reduced CO2 emission targets 2030. A case was built to shift from urban to peri-urban to villages for decarbonization process for a sustainable living planning by mapping the areas within each country. Number 4, what the scientists pinpoint and to quote James Eden is, time is the essence. There is a time for action. We are not prepared to act. We must act somehow. Get our acts together, cooperate and collaborate. We are all in this together. Then I gave my recommendation based on my IPR, an activity-based cost management, IBCM, explaining activity as a cost incidence, whereas inactivity a cost consequence, exhorting to measure cost consequence now. In this podcast episode number 6, strategy paper for a dynamic database, CO2 emission scopes compliant entities. Episode number 6, I provide you with creating a robust corporate management operating system for being a scopes compliant entity.
Carbon usage within 3 scopes.
Let us check on scope 1, 2, 3 details. This was published in 2008 and the content holds good even today. What Professor Dr. Volker Hoffman had come out years back. Table 1. Carbon usage within 3 scopes. Scope 1, carbon input dimension. Direct carbon input used as material component within on-site production processes. Used for direct combustion of fossil fuels in boilers and furnaces. And 3, used as energy source for on-site power generation. That is carbon input dimension, scope 1. Carbon output dimension, GHG protocol, greenhouse gases. Direct GHG emissions, number 1, from on-site production processes, number 2, from direct combustion of fossil fuels in boilers and furnaces. Number 3, from on-site power generation. That is carbon output dimension, GHG protocol. Coming to scope 2, indirect carbon input. Number 1, used as energy source for purchased energy, electricity, heat, steam. Then carbon output dimension, indirect GHG emissions. from consumption of purchased energy, electricity, heat and steam. Then, scope 3, carbon input dimension. Other indirect carbon inputs, not including scope 1 or scope 2, required for and within upstream and downstream processes. 2. Associated with outsourced or contracted activities. 3. Other inputs. Carbon output dimension under scope 3. Other indirect GHG emissions, not included in scope 1 or scope 2, from upstream and downstream sources. 2. Associated with outsourced or contracted activities. 3. Other emissions. Microsoft also has come out last year, more or less on the same pattern. Let me go through that. Microsoft scope 1 emissions are the direct emissions that your activities create, like the exhaust from the car you drive, or for a business, the trucks it drives to transport its products from one place to another, or to the generators it might run. Scope 2 emissions are indirect emissions that come from the production of the electricity or heat you use, like the traditional energy sources that light up your home or power the buildings owned by a business. Scope 3. Emissions are the indirect emissions that come from all the other activities in which you are engaged, including the emissions associated with producing the food you eat or manufacturing the products that you buy. For a business, these emission sources can be extensive and must be accounted for across its entire supply chain. The materials in its buildings, the business travel of its employees, and the full life cycle of its products, including the electricity customers may consume when using the product. Given this broad range, a company's scope 3 emissions are often far larger than its scope 1 and scope 2 emissions put together.
CREAM Ratings Framework.
Reality check. In episode number 5, I had indicated CREAM Ratings Framework. 170 process blocks are analyzed for an entity. CREAM is an acronym for Corporate Governance, Risk Management, Earnings, Accounting Quality and Management Quality. CREAM report is prepared for an entity. Each of the 170 open-ended process blocks of 12 quantitative elements that P&L and balance sheet take care of, and 158 qualitative elements of management, such as code of conduct, code of business principles, United Nations Global Compact, UNGC, for example. Now, UNGC has 10 principles under 4 issue areas: labor rights, human rights, environmental rights, and anti-corruption. CO2 emission would fall under one of the 4 issue areas of UNGC, that is environment. In this strategy paper, let us look at the particular process block, CO2 emission.
Hazard Analysis and Critical Control Points, HACCP of Scope 1, Scope 2, Scope 3, Cost Control.
Variable costs. Let us look at a manufacturing company. The variable product cost consists of mainly raw materials. That's your supply chain. Struggle as you may with all the vendor development, that variable costs become a constant. To reduce from current cost of say 80% to 79% is a Herculean task. This manufacturing cost of 80% may consist of purchased electricity, power, steam, etc. Taxes may get added, and a carbon tax would rather escalate your 80% to even 90%. this current 80% of your cost, you have no control. This is your scope 2. Fixed costs. Coming to the fixed costs, you find a variety of costs. Employee costs, marketing, advertisements, and for many companies, finance costs become fixed costs. Besides, a high-priced ERP system, and now eyeing for AI, that don't clear your discounted cash flow yield calculation, all add up to the misery of your fixed costs. It is there forever. But this is the area under your control, your decision-making prowess. Fixed costs grow leaps and bounds when a cheap software goes berserk, or a wrong M&A like autonomy, or a freedom of enterprise as practiced by a Carrie Leon, or an island affairs. These eat away your profits and curtail the growth. This fixed cost element is scope 1, and the variable cost element is scope 2. Scope 3. The contribution margin by products slows down, but fixed costs escalate. You have no control over the upstream activities, and companies that do not exercise caution, the downstream activities face roadblocks. You are not able to pass the buck to the downstream consumers of your products, nor in a position to increase the contribution margin. You reach the Osborne syndrome that even iPhone is facing now. That is what the scope 3 warnings for end of life treatment of sold products. You have to run your business in the 20% contribution margin with scope 2 and scope 3 pressurizing all the time on both sides. The decision-making process of the fixed costs are all-time high with the advent of reducing the carbon emission all by yourself within scope 1. You are left alone, but you are not alone in this supply chain, as there are several interconnected scope 2 companies. Scope 2 companies. You are a reporting company for scope 1. You depend on scope 2 companies, say 5, and each of them another 10 scope 2 companies. Your reduced cost of consumption depends on all these 50 scope 2 companies. There are 50 scope 1 companies that have to do the same work of reducing the fixed costs. Let us say all these 51 companies get their fuel and energy source from one company, which is an energy producing company. It has no scope 2 company, but as scope 1 company, it has the same fixed cost syndrome. Cost of production is high, but if they pass on the cost to scope 3 companies, 51 of them in this illustration, all 51, will collapse, or an increased cost of production that takes them to 90%. The energy producing company, say EPC, gets the fossil fuel subsidy therefore. The government takes the burden. It is the Hobson's choice for the society. This EPC cannot keep on getting the subsidies, running into trillions. Let us say subsidy has a targeted zero by 2030. At the same time, EPC is mandated to alternate energy sources and compensates for the subsidy received. By 2030, EPC is able to, number one, fixed cost reduction, and number two, alternate energy produced at a cheaper rate. Then 51 scope 3 companies for EPC gets the benefit of, say, 5% reduction in cost of production to 75% from the current 80% level. This requires a mandate from the government with an MRV regulation, the monitoring plan of the EPC procedures. There should be a cap on pricing to the scope 3 companies from EPC. The 5% advantage arises from every scope 1 companies. 51 of them, scope 3 companies for EPC. Targets must be set and tracked as to the reduction. Way forward for 2030 targets. Any EPC receiving subsidy must be subject to cost audit. Pricing by EPCs from Scope 3 companies must be capped. Number 3, all Scope 1 companies must convert fixed cost to variable cost related to revenue. CAGR for revenue generation be set for 2030 targets. CO2 net zero emission KPIs for Scope 1 companies shall be calculated on cost of consumption with CARR, RR meaning reduction rate, with 2030 targets. Convert CAGR and CARR to CDGR and CDRR, that is a daily MRP. Monitor, report, and verify.
Key performance indicators, KPIs, a case study, Bristol Myers Squibb.
Next, I shall present you with the KPIs as presented by a summary of key performance indicators. Information on metrics at Bristol Myers Squibb Company. Let me present a summary of these things as displayed in the website. There are four columns: 2020 environmental performance goals, then reporting year 2017, then 2018 and 2019, as displayed now. For my podcast listeners, may I please refer to podcast video where I shall display the complete information. And also the transcript PDF file, where you will see the reference to go through these indicators, KPIs, and how they have taken into account. Number one, in total, reduce total greenhouse gases by 5%, Scope 1 and 2 in millions of kilograms. Reporting year 2017 is 323, 2018 is 316, and 2019 is 284. Number 2, reduce total water use by 5%, million liters. 2786 in 2017. 2014 in 2018, 2592 in 2019. These key performance indicators are indicated: the total revenues, research in billions of dollars, number of employees, and other information being given, plus the energy usage in Scope 1, Scope 2, Scope 3, and total energy use. Then you have greenhouse gas emissions in Scope 1, direct greenhouse gases from operations, Scope 2, indirect greenhouse gases from operations, Scope 3, business air travel, millions of kgs of CO2, total GHG from operations, Scope 1 and 2, million kgs being given, and the water use, the total water use, municipal wells, the surface and millions of liters, and waste, total hazardous waste generated, millions of kgs, hazardous waste recycled, total hazardous waste generated in millions of kgs, and non-hazardous, total non-hazardous waste and non-hazardous waste recycled, total waste generated, millions of kgs. This is being indicated plus a recordable case rate of health and safety, cases per 100 employees, days away from the work, case rate in cases per 100 employees. Now, let me take two CRIM ratings, which I had already indicated. CRIM is an acronym for corporate governance, risk management, earnings, country quality, and management quality. The data provided by Bristol Myers Squibb, I am changing into a ranking system as provided by CRIM ratings. As per CRIM ratings, I have redrafted the data given by Bristol Myers Squibb as below. There are 8 reported data for 2020 environmental performance goals. The targets are set for a few environmental goals at 5% CARR, compound annual reduction rate. Scope 1 companies would deal with each of these that I shall conclude with after analyzing data provided by Bristol Myers Squibb. Let me take the total revenues first, which I have given. Then I have indicated the per day revenues indicator, why big companies need to report on a daily basis. The increase in revenues second and third year is 8.59% and 15.89%, over previous year's figures. The ratings are 5 and the stage reached is task done. So you have information on revenues. The ratings are done, I would like to indicate here. There are two processes in any organization. Creative process and action process. All that we are accustomed to its ex post facto figures. In this case, Bristol Myers Squibb, the data provided pertains to 2017, 18 and 19. Now we are in 2021. This is the bane of our all databases, a minimum of 3 years after the events. In my discussion with scientists, professors, technocrats, one voice I heard repeatedly about CO2 emission is that the time, which is the very essence. So I propose to persuade companies to bring the data to the society's table on the go. That is a dynamic database system that I propose here.
Key performance indicators, KPIs, a case study, Bristol Myers Squibb. Cream ratings, metrics for creative process. Cream ratings, metrics for action process.
Metrics for creative process. Creative process, please see the chart I have given. The 6 stages of transformation. Stage 1, state of non-existence. Idea is yet to be formed. Here is a time to look into creating a strategy paper for Scope 1 companies, 2030 targets, as to what are the KPIs need to be selected for tracking. Rating is 0. State of quiescence. Not done, it is just starting point. Stage 2. Mind you, we are discussing about arriving at the metrics. Stage 2 is a conceptualization. A sound idea is born amidst the dark clouds surrounding the way existence of Scope 1 companies. Every one of them, a rating 1. On a comparative basis, space has got only one element, which is sound. That is a sound idea, conceptualization. Stage 3 is communication. For a single Scope 1 company, the idea is communicated to the strategy think tank. Yeah, 2 elements. Rating is 2. Stage 4, formation. A team of experts is formed after a brainstorming session within the company, as well as floating the idea to external soundboard as a prelude to take note of Article 13 of ENCAC, participation of society. Today we see street demonstration going violent. So Article 13 of ENCAC is important. Fire has got 3 elements. Rating is 3. Stage 5, formulation, is the most critical control point. A strategy policy to meet 2030 targets, alternate source of energy, reduce CO2 emissions preceded by reduction of costs, implementing Article 13 of ENCAC, participation society, and Article 10 of ENCAC, public reporting. The stage is water, has got 4 elements. The rating is 4. Stage 6, substance of quality. Strategy plan 2030, CAGR for revenues and CARR for reduction rate for CO2 compliant company. To summarize, The creative processor ratings are: rating is 0, description is non-existent, stage reached is 1. We are yet thinking that we are in a getting the idea. Rating is 1, description is conceptual, stage reached is 2. Rating is 2, communication, description, stage reached is 3. Rating is 3, formation, stage reached is 4. Rating is 4, formulation, stage reached is 5. Rating is 5, substance of quality, stage reached is 6. Until a strategy plan 2030 for each of the scope 1 companies are released, by the stage reach, we could arrive at the rating. Here I would like to point out, as I had mentioned in my episode number 5, Accounting for Climate Change, that I'm advising Opulence Group of Ahmedabad, India, as they are setting up a digital platform to cover MSMEs in India. There are 63 million of them, and almost all of them would need support in terms of becoming a Scope 1 compliant companies. The platform provides financial management and technical services to all the MSMEs. In addition, technically qualified startups of 1 million would come in as startups to support and elevate all the MSMEs. Action process. In case of Bristol Myers Squibb, reduction by 5% is indicated. That I have taken as a standard for all calculations. In case of revenues, they've exceeded 5% with 8.59% growth in second year and 15.89% in the third year. Therefore, they get the optimized level of performance of 5 ratings. Mind you, we are in the action process. Action process ratings are similar. There are 6 stages, as in the creative process. If the standard is 5% as taken by Squibb, then it is split into 6 portions as given below. Ratings are 0 when it is nothing. It is in the state of insentient. We have prepared an action plan. Strategy plan 2030 is ready, which is the outcome of a substance of quality has been created and taken into account of all the KPIs, and everything has been properly prepared. But the document is not put through. That is, in the creative process, is subtler than the subtle, is in the state of quiescence, starts with the quiescence thing, not ready with the idea of what is to be outcome of it. Whereas in the case of action process, it is gross. The strategy plan is ready, but we are not implementing it, in which case it is in the state of insentient. That is below 0. Rating is 0. Then what do you do? The 5% is given as a standard for CARR, in this case of this thing. You split into 4 equal parts, 25%. So there will be 6 stages similar to that of the creative process. 1 below 0, then 4 parts, then above 100. So 5% will be 0 to 1.25%, to 2.5%, 3.75%, and 5%. That is how the 4 stages that are being taken into account. The same, starting with insentient, conceptual, communication, formulation, and task done, meaning task has been accomplished. So if the CARR has been subjected to 5% CARR, then the task being undertaken for any one of these things, you will get a maximum optimized level of 5%. Accordingly, ratings are arrived at, as we shall see, the individual performance. So we had a revenue, cost of consumption. The consumption rate had been indicated as 80%, 79%, and 78%. The results, we get a rating for the reporting year 2018-1. and reporting in year 1902. It is because I have assumed illustratively a figure of 80% as a cost of consumption, 79% and 78% for the next 2 years. Per day consumption is the red dot as well as the ratings. As against a 5% target, the ratings are only 1 in the second year and at 1.5%. In the third year, a slight improvement of 1.27%, getting ratings of 2. Cost of consumption could be higher in reality, considering the purchased power, electricity and gas. Targets for 2030 can look at a lower figure of 2% CARR in cost of consumption. Let us look at the other areas where Bristol Myers Squibb has performed in reducing CO2 emissions parameters. I've indicated all the individually about 7 more. In this, you will get the revenues is optimized level, rating of 5. Consumption is 1 and 2. Reduce total greenhouse gases, optimized level of 5, both are used. Reduce total water use by 5%, optimized level of 5 and 5. Scope 1, direct energy, 2 million gigajoules is 5 and 5, optimized level. Scope 2, indirect greenhouse gases, optimized level of 5 and 5. Scope 3, business air travel, optimized level of 5 and 5. Total waste generated, 1 million kgs, optimized level of 5 and 5. The total rating for 8, A plus B plus C plus D plus E plus F, G. Yeah, total waste generated, 1 million. So that will be optimized level, that's also by optimal level, so 5. So you have 8 categories which are being taken note of and are rated. It is A to H individually is 4, that is average. Here's one of the points I would like you to take note of in how we really get into this is how it is being done. Of the 8 KPIs, analyzed 7 at the optimized level and 1, that is cost of consumption at 1 and 2 respectively. The final results is 4, despite 7 out of 8 are optimized. This, I shall explain to you why it is so.
Rating system, return on intangible.
The rating system, return on intangible. Each task is managed by 5 people. Please refer to the CRIM ratings framework. There are 5 members in a team. If 4 are at optimized level and 1 below that, then the average would be 4. Because 24 by 5, only the integer is taken. In the 8 critical areas that we arrive at 4, and 4 signifies the effort undertaken by 30,000 people. Despite good performance, the ultimate result could be 4. There will be 6,000 teams, each having 5 responsible for as many number of KPIs or process blocks. 170 of them would be measured. Each member is yoked together but work independently. The formula, return on intangible. The return on intangible, action or inaction in the numerator, and intangible in the denominator. Intangible is the energy capability of each person, common to all, meaning 1. Therefore, the formula provides the binary value for action or inaction. Article 13, VNCAC, participation of society. Is not 30,000 form a society? If you look at Microsoft defining the scope 3, scope 3 emissions are the indirect emissions that come from all other activities in which you are engaged. including the emissions associated with the producing the food you eat or manufacturing the products that you buy. For a business, these emission sources can be extensive and must be accounted for across its entire supply chain. The materials in its buildings, the business travel of its employees, and the full life cycle of its products, including the electricity customers may consume when using the product. Given this broad range, a company's scope 3 emissions are often far larger than its scope 1 and 2 emissions put together. As we discussed earlier, scope 1 reporting company looks for a scope 1 compliant company for its purchases, scope 2 upstream companies. The reporting company would look for scope 1 compliant company for its distribution network, airlines, shipping. Besides, scope 3 companies are not within the scope 1 company's control. When we take it up further, including the emissions associated with producing the food you eat, it is the individual choice. Our hierarchical one-man call center will fail to implement the scope 3. Hence, scope 1 reporting company must bring in the return on intangible principle, where in the case of Squibb, 30,000 people are brought to take action, be it in the office or on official tour or in home. KPIs would provide contribution by each person, not by the object. So 30,000 people reporting on water tap or eatables or air travel or switching off the lights will add up to a substantial accounting of energy savings. 30,000 people are the energy force. As David Eagleton says, if you take a cubic centimeter of brain tissue, there are as many connections between its neurons as there are stars in the galaxy. These strange alien landscapes of neurons and synapses map our decision making, says. It's an important aspect of bringing in the people. We are afraid of containing that decarbonizing, that is, of CO2 emissions. It is, in my opinion, pretty easy if only we are able to make use of the people within. 30,000 people. I'm not talking about Squibb, I don't know much about them. But any company, any big company, there's only a few people who will sit together and take the decision. Whether to go for subsidy or not, whether to go or not to go for alternate energy or that sort of thing. It is decision making of a few people. A company like Squibb with 30,000 people, an organization with 500,000 people, the energy force that could be created from each and every person is something beyond, that is more than that of the stars in the galaxy. That is the capability of a single cubic centimeter of brain tissue. We are not utilizing it all. This is why AI 4.0, you are all concentrating and focusing on the digital, advanced digital technology. Advanced digital technology will do nothing. What is very important is to make use of the people whose capability is something beyond our imagination, and we are not making use of it. That's why the second factor, the societal changes, must come from within. From each and every company, make use of the people. 30,000 here, 520,000 over there, and 64 million or 640 million people elsewhere. Make use of them. How to do that? I will explain.
Matter and energy. CAGR to CDGR and CARR to CDRR.
Matter and energy. Law 1. Energy is liberated matter. We show under P&L and balance sheet. Law 2. Matter is energy waiting to happen. That is, we are yet to push a matter to the law number 1. Law number 3. When antimatter collides with matter, it forms a pure energy. There is an effort put in by each individual responsible for liberating the matter from law 2 to law 1. We prepare an index of inactivity to the extent no action is taken. CREAM ratings framework deals with 170 open-ended process blocks. Tables 7.1 and 7.2, which I'm furnishing here, represent the matrix under 170 process blocks, total or quantitative, as represented by EEA names, and 158 or qualitative, as represented by C for corporate governance, R for risk management, A for accounting quality, and M for management quality. For example, Microsoft has detailed CO2 emission targets for 2030 and 2050. This would appear under M, management quality. CAGR and CARR to CDGR and CDRR. Strategy Plan 2030, every reporting company shall prepare and track the performance as per Table 7.1 and 7.2 on a daily basis by Inactivity-Based Cost Management, IBCM. Activity has a cost incidence, as we see from Law 1, whereas inactivity has a cost consequence, as we see by Law 2. Measure cost consequence now, is a theme of IBCM. The target set for 2030 be measured on a daily basis and reported daily.
Fiscal assets and ethical assets.
Fiscal assets and ethical assets. CREAM report as per Table 7.1 and 7.2 is a matrix of Law 2 represented by process block as well as resource area. In case of SQIP, we found the final rating for A selected issue area is 4. There are a total of 8 into 5, 40 points, but only 36 points in the second year and 37 points in the third year, or uptime. The index of inactivity is 4 and 3, respectively. In this illustration, we see action need to be taken on cost of consumption on account of scope 2 companies in the supply chain. If the target is 75% cost of consumption, monitoring of the scope 2 companies become imperative. So every company works toward scope compliant company improving their scope 1 and pass on the benefits to scope 3 companies. By 7.2 resource area, performance by individuals, where the energy force liberates the KPIs from Law 2 to Law 1, achieving the targeted reduction rate. In this illustration for SQIP, there are 30,000 workforce. When we look into the other illustration of 52 companies, say an average of 10,000, we will be looking at the performance of 520,000 energy force, the denominator. There's no separate company CREAM report prepared, but performance by individuals on 170 process blocks become the basis. Process blocks are owned by the company, that are the fiscal assets, whereas performance to meet the 2030 targets are owned by the individuals that form the ethical assets. Fiscal assets stay with the company, whereas ethical assets move with the individuals. In the course of a lifetime, individuals join as an intern may retire as a CEO after 40 years. But the person's performance is the hallmark of bringing the planet Earth, removing the carbon footprint created by companies. This is the essence of removal of carbon footprint. Let us create a dynamic database of ethical assets.
Dynamic database, CO2 emission, scopes compliant companies, podcast episode number 6.
Dynamic database. CREAM chain, 30,000 from SQIP as well as 520,000 from the sample companies form the ethical assets database. Blockchain can be of great help. Blockchain is another technology one should use but not misuse. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, has published a paper on blockchain technology overview. Under the head, tamper-evident and tamper-resistant data. It says, many applications follow The CRUD, create, read, update, delete functions for data. With a blockchain, there is only CR, create, read. There are methods that can be employed to deprecate all the data if a newer version is found. But there is no removal process for original data. Ethical assets cream chain. Each person shall be given a cream chain ID. Each company be given a cream chain ID. Individuals shall post with reference to company ID as to their performance on removal of carbon footprint initiatives done on behalf of a company, in which case company ID shall be incorporated. In case of steps incorporated as to one's own targets, like travel, eating, switching off lights, or closing the leaking taps, etc., add it to the personal ID given provision in the database inputs. Incorporate the PIN code, the area where from the individual performs. We found countries like South Korea, Japan, Germany would all find it difficult to reduce the carbon emissions when calculated per square kilometer, as against total carbon footprint or per capita. I've discussed in my previous episode, accounting for climate change, the shifting of urban to peri-urban to villages must happen to avoid carbon footprint in cities and at the same time developing sustainable living plan. I'm assisting Opulence Group of Ahmedabad in India to set up Indian MSMEs, 63 million of them, and the startups, a million of them, and a scope 1 compliant to compete with the best in the world. These are the scope 2 companies providing goods and services to scope 1 major companies. If you take an average of 10% in MSMEs and startups, we are looking at the 640 million workforce with a distinct cream chain ID. EPP, effort per person, which is the hallmark of cream report, would take note of the entire workforce under the national grid of governance. This ethical assets dynamic database is open for all. If by company ID, it is fine. If not, on an individual basis, incorporate your efforts. Decarbonization is doable. As Prime Minister Modi has shown the way on vax jabs for 1,000 million people. Efforts of individuals can be incorporated under this cream chain scheme of self-governance.